Dave Rowe from Newstalk 770 in Calgary joins us. Dave, how are you?
Oh, just feeling warm, feeling fuzzy, feeling a lot of love, a lot of love, a lot of love for the E down here these days.
No, I was just going to say, Dave, are the Flame fans still chanting "Go Oilers, go"?
Yeah, you know, I think there's still some, you know, lingering afterglow here. You know, I'm kind of worried though. You know how it is. You know, you get involved with someone that you don't really like, and it's great at first, but then after that, it's just weird. I don't know if we're at that stage yet, but you know what's going to come.
Well, I'll tell you right now. If the Flames don't make the playoffs, Oiler fans will take that video and just rerun it all the time.
Hey, I wouldn't expect you not to, man. That would be perfect. But of course, what would be even more perfect if the Flames win this thing and just get it locked up tonight.
Now, Dave, is it true that did they run the goal horn down there when the Oilers hit the empty net the other night? Is that what I heard?
I don't know about the goal horn, but I do know as soon as the game was over here. I mean, and what a night! I mean, I was just sitting here watching it on TV. You know, I get up at 3:45, man. I got to go to bed. watching the game. I mean, it was just a great reaction. The crowd was going nuts. And, you know, the team got an ovation as they left the ice. And then, boom, you know, they put the Jumbotron feed on. You know, the Go Oilers Go chant was heard. I'm not too sure about the goal horn when the empty net thing went in. That might be apocryphal.
Yeah, I could see at times certain legends grow from not necessarily the truth in things. The legend of Sean Monahan seems to be growing in Calgary all of the time, Dave. You know, there's a lot of people that are like, wow, like he's emerging. And we've seen it in Edmonton firsthand. Guys have a great season, and then it's hard to repeat that again. But what are you seeing in Monahan's game that makes you believe, you know what, this kid will be a solid two-way centerman for the next decade in Calgary?
Well, I mean, it's incredible. I was on with Dave Jay not too long ago, and we were talking about Monahan, and, you know, was telling the story about how, you know, early in the year, Bob Hartley took him aside and said, you know, we want you to become, you know, work on your defense, you know, be a face-off guy. We're going to match you up against the other team's, the other team's top lines. And he took that to heart so much that Hartley had to pull him aside again and say, well, you're doing a great job with that, but, you know, please focus on your offense as well. And, you know, there was just another example of what's happened to this kid in just his second year. It was the game-winning goal the other night against Arizona. He was in his own end, kind of dumped it out to Yuri Hudler at the blue line, and Hudler was tied up with Coyote and just kind of played the puck in his feet. Now, you know, the smart thing, the defensive thing, the system thing, would be to peel back and play defense in the event of a turnover in a tie game. But instead, Monahan charges up, basically takes the puck, which, you know, Hudler had managed to kick loose, goes the length of the ice, and just blows the winning goal into the net. And I mean, in that, you know, for a second-year player, you know, what a big-time play at a big-time moment when the team really, really needed it.
Now, you know, maybe I'm just being a contrarian here, and of course I'm not an Edmontonian or an Albertan, but when I look at the Flames, I really hope they get in, because they've had a lot of, well, they're lucky with this and their underlying numbers that, and oh, now they lose Giordano, let's write that postmortem right now. A lot of people thought it at the time, even if they didn't say it, and here they are scrapping down the stretch. I just like the way they play hockey.
I remember, you know, the one Saddledome security guy when Giordano got hurt. We were on the way to the news conference to find out sort of how bad it was, and the security guard just looked at me and said, "He gone, we gone." I mean, you know, there were some real down moments there when Giordano went down, and absolutely incredible the way guys, you know, the Dennis Wiedemans, the Derek Englunds, have been able to pick up their game. David Schlemko, you know, who comes out of nowhere, comes in and picks up some minutes when the team needs it. You know, the Flames continue to extend the big middle finger towards the analytics crowd. You know, yeah, you know, the numbers aren't there. If you run this game by analytics, the Flames are well out of the picture. Sadly for the analytics guys, you still play this on the ice, and the Flames continue to do things the right way. And there's just, you know, honestly, this sounds corny, but there's just so much genuine enthusiasm out there. There's so much genuine buy-in to, you know, the message that that Bob Hartley is pitching. You know, when things are getting pretty tense, Bob Hartley's the first guy going, this is fun. Isn't this fun? Isn't it great to be in the middle of a race like this? Hey, you know, we don't worry about anyone else. We just got to worry about our own stuff. And the players believe it. They've bought into it, and it's just a good environment to be around.
You know, Dave, I find that a little bit surprising only because of this. Bob had so much talent to work with in Denver. Now, maybe he got warmed up for Calgary with Atlanta because they weren't a great hockey club, but he seems to be the right guy at the right time for the makeup of this team.
You know, Bob Hartley, I feel, is a guy who reinvented himself, and I don't think it was his time in Atlanta. I think it was maybe his time in Switzerland. You know, he goes from winning a Stanley Cup in Colorado with this incredibly talented team to sort of being in hockey outcast land in Atlanta, to all of a sudden being coaching over in Europe and wondering if you're ever going to chance to be in the NHL again. You know, there were some stories about Hartley when he came in, about Bob Heartless, about the way he treated players, you know, the way he, you know, would talk to enforcers and say, well, you know, if you're feeling too sore to go, you know, I'll find someone that can. But the Bob Hartley that I've dealt with for the last couple of years has always had a smile, has always had a positive word, has always been able to reinforce a player, and has just been able to create that great environment. So, you know, whatever epiphany he had over in Switzerland, it's sure working for the Flames.
Dave Rowe joining us. Flames taking on the LA Kings. I haven't looked at, how's the season matchup gone between the two teams? I think Calgary, well, I was at the game in LA where Dennis Wiedemann scored in overtime, a game that the Kings dominated thoroughly and the Flames ended up winning.
The Flames have had the edge against the Kings all season long, and quite frankly, you tell me. I mean, you guys were watching the game closer than I was, but that looked like a team that was running out of gas the other night. Yeah. They're going back-to-back against Vancouver and then coming in to play you guys. But yeah, this is a team that's played a lot of hockey in the last couple of years, and I think this is a team that might be running on empty. I mean, this is rare air for the Flames. They, you know, whatever has happened in the season series to this point, I think is irrelevant. You know, the Kings have the experience in this game and the Flames don't. They've done a great job of keeping the focus on what they have to do night in and night out. But this is something entirely new. You know, even Hartley yesterday was saying, you know, you don't go to the pharmacy and buy yourself a pack of experience. You don't know until you get into a game like this. You know, so have the Flames done well against the Kings this year? Yeah. Do I think it means a lot going into tonight? No, not really.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the Kings manhandled the Oilers a week previously, but that last game, you know what? Nobody looked at each other and said, wow, the Oilers are lucky to be ahead in this one. The Kings never, for my money, never really pushed the pace, and as you suggested, at least for that one night, they looked a little bit used up to me. I don't know if that's the case. They could skate in there, as you well know, and dominate and win big. But, yeah, it looked like, okay, here comes the push. You know what? It just never came.
No, and, I can tell you they didn't skate yesterday, which is, you know, unsurprising after going back-to-back. But 80-odd games into the year, you know, how much are you going to be able to regain from a day of sitting around in the hotel room? You know, quite frankly, I hope they come out looking a little bit tired tonight, because that's a scary team that knows how to win big games.
Dave, what will happen if the Flames don't make the playoffs in Calgary? Like, it seems like there's a lot of excitement around the team, but how much of, you know, missed opportunity are people going to look at? And when's the talk of what are they going to do with Mark Giordano's contract going to emerge?
Well, you know, that's going to come up next year, and Mark Giordano is, you know, I can tell you what's going to happen right now. He's in for a big payday, and they're going to sign him long-term. Giordano has been outstanding. He's been the leader of this team. He's been the face of this team, and make no mistake about it. You know, he's going to get healthy, in the offseason. He's already working out in the gym like a fiend. I mean, of course, he can't really do much with the arm, but apparently just crushing the leg workouts. He is going to be ready to come back and lead by example again. And, you know, he's going to make more than Dennis Wiedemann. I'm pretty much going to guarantee you that much. And, you know, Dennis is the highest paid guy on the team and has actually started earning his money this year. But Giordano's a guy that you have to keep. As to what happens if they miss, I think the warm and fuzzies continue. They've been getting great season ticket renewals. People enjoy this team. After what we went through you know, for so long with, you know, teams that were delusional about how close they were to being Stanley Cup contenders. You got a great bunch of young people, a likable bunch of young players that are going to be the core of this team for a long time. And, you know, a team with talent, a team with a work ethic, and a team with upside. You know, there's just a great feeling around this team. There's a lot of hope. You know, you maybe got some more young guys coming up. Don't know if you're going to, you know, certainly you're not going to be able to grab a real gem in the draft this year the way that you've been able to get a John Gaudreau or, you know, a Sean Monahan or a Sam Bennett. But there's a lot of upside with this team. And playoffs or not, I don't think there's going to be a lot of negative blowback if they don't make it.
Well, they should win tonight because I don't think you want to have your playoff hopes hinging on going into Winnipeg on Saturday afternoon. That place is a tough place to play right now.
No, I mean, and again, for a young team, I don't think you want to hang it on the nerves of going down to sort of the last game of the year, having to worry about combinations and loser points and shootouts and that kind of thing. Just win and you get it. It's gonna be a great atmosphere tonight. It's gonna be a fun game to watch.
Appreciate your time, Dave. Enjoy it.
Anytime. Call me anytime, buddy.